So I can have your attention in the media center. We will now continue on with today's Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series media availability. We're joined by Denny Hamlin, driver of the number 11 FedEx Ground Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing. No stranger to victory lane at this racetrack, winning in July and trying for the season sweep here. Denny, what's it like to be back at this racetrack pursuing yet another lobster?
Yeah, it's obviously a great racetrack for us, and yeah, we've performed really well here. And you know, I don't think we had the best car here earlier this year, but we found a way to win, and that was really important. And hopefully we have a little bit better car, give ourselves a better chance to win, as even with, you know, because we can't always count on our competitors making mistakes, and that's kind of what happened this time around. So we'll try to get the best car possible and see if we can't capitalize.
Good deal. We'll open the floor for questions. We'll go to Amy, then to Pat.
Amy Harrop, Race Pro Weekly. What do you think makes you so successful here at New Hampshire? And what are some things that, even though you are really great here statistically, what are some things that you're looking on improving this weekend?
Well, I think that, you know, I think it's just, you know, it drives like a short track. This is a one-mile short track. It's flat, and that's typically where we have excelled throughout my career. That's probably why. But, you know, we still need to get better. I thought over the last few races here, we haven't been a top three car. We've been a top five, but not a top three. And so I've got some notes that I'll, you know, try to improve on this time around.
Go to Pat.
Pat Nicola, NASCAR.com. It just seems like Gibbs as a whole has been really strong here the past 3, 4, 5 years. Is this a place that you guys really focus on, like, as an organization?
No more than any other racetrack, really. You know, I think that we do have a package that works well at this racetrack. It's, you know, been passed on through all the drivers. There's a lot of data sharing, so, you know, there's really not many driver advantages anymore. So we, you know, that just kind of gets passed down, and the speed, you know, is infectious.
Additional questions for Denny? Go to Lee.
Can you tell the lobster story about where you found the lobster and how you've been freaked out about lobsters ever since?
Tell a lobster story?
What started your, you know, whatever this, I won't say it's a hate affair, but, you know, your hatred towards crustaceans?
Yeah, I mean, I've never really liked them to begin with. You know, I don't like the taste of them. I just don't like looking at them. You know, they have pinchers, really. So I don't like anything that's ugly and has pinchers. So it's just, I don't know. It's a big scorpion in my mind. So I try to stay away from them. And yeah, I've, you know, had some interesting moments with them for sure that, you know, I don't care to recall or bring back up. I've had one in my toilet before, yes. It's disturbing. It was here. Yep.
There are some things you cannot unsee. Do we have additional questions for Denny? We'll come up here.
How do you like the extra traction on the corners? Do you like trying to pass them on the corners? You like it?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely added a lot, I think, to the restarts. I think, you know, we were 2 and 3 wide on restarts here, where typically this has been a one-lane racetrack on restarts. So I think it gives drivers options for sure. And, you know, just from the pictures and watching the race back, I thought it was very exciting, the racing that it aspect out of it. And really, it started to wear off as the day went on, so you had to move around, and it was a constant battle to kind of find extra grip. And so It was a challenge, but it was a fun one.
If you're in the third lane and it gets a little soft on you, can you still have a little room to maneuver and not lose it?
Yeah, for sure. And that's the thing, is you're always chasing grip around this racetrack, and so you'll always search for where it's not worn off. So it'll change as the race goes. Every 50, 60 laps, it'll change where you need to be running.
Thank you.
Dustin?
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. With what you know of the 24 situation, are you comfortable, as somebody who was penalized a few weeks ago, are you comfortable with a 15-point penalty and a one-race crew chief suspension for the 24 team?
You know, I don't know a whole lot about it. All I know is they had a great points day. You know, really, I think they just took a few stage points away from them for the most part. So, I mean, from my standpoint, it looks like it's a misdemeanor. You know, NASCAR didn't deem that a very big penalty, so it must have there must not have been any intent there. I guess, you know, it was all on accident.
Additional questions? Well, Denny, thanks for joining us. Good luck this weekend.